So you traveled much outside the state of Colorado?
Not a whole lot, no.
Okay.
And I've never been overseas.
Never been overseas.
And I have been to Florida and California, but, you know, very little.
Okay. So mostly just spent time here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My husband didn't like to travel. Since he's gone, I have been traveling a little more.
Okay.
But mostly I've been right here in Georgetown.
Okay.
He spent his entire life here except for 26 months he was in the service.
Okay. So he was in the service for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was his name?
Charles W.
Charles W. Now, where was he born?
He was born here in Georgetown.
Okay.
In the family home.
Okay. Is that where you live now, or?
No. No, we live in the same block.
Uh-huh.
He and his dad built our house.
Okay.
And it's in the same block.
Okay. And how about his educational background?
He finished the 11th grade.
Okay.
And he took correspondence courses, you know, in various
areas. To learn his
mm-hmm.
trade in excavating.
Uh-huh.
Right. This is for you and him. During your life, did y'all belong to any, what kind of, I'm wondering about social contacts y'all might have had,
very,
clubs or organizations?
He was not a joiner.
Uh-huh.
He was very private. He didn't, he worked with people all day and he didn't socialize at night much.
I see.
And he was just content with his family. His mother and dad lived in the house in the same block until they passed away. And his brother lived next door, and a sister up the block, in the next block. And they, in fact, they called it Johnsonville for years and years.
Really? Now, so it was almost a separate little community or town there.
No one lived there for several years except the Johnsons. Someone forgot to hook that door.
And your husband's, where were his people from originally?
His grandfather came from Sweden.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Risby,
mm-hmm. Sweden. Did they come here to Colorado, or was it?
They came to Nebraska,
uh-huh.
And then when Ernest, my father-in-law, was born, they came here. When he was five.
Okay. Now I want to ask you about your mother and father. What were their names?
My father's name was J. L. Uh-huh. And my mother was Fanny Ethel before she married.
Okay. Now, where were they born?
Dad was born in Missouri. Mother was born in Kansas.
Okay. And again, their educational background, do you know how far
I really don't know much about it. I don't think they either one went very far in school.
Didn't go beyond high school?
No, not beyond high school,
okay.
I'm sure.
Okay. And his occupation, your father's occupation?
He was a farmer and a construction worker, grocery store manager, you name it, he did it.
Kind of a jack of all trades.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he, when he retired, he ran a sawmill. He was cutting logs and sawing.
Let's see.
Working in the timber.
Okay. So they moved out here, and he did
yes.
those things out here.
And then they went back to Missouri.
They did eventually
mm-hmm.
go back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And your mother was just a housewife?
Just a housewife.
Okay.
She never never held a job.
Okay. What about their social contacts? Did they have, they belonged to church or any other organizations?
Not that I know of. They weren't very socially.
Okay. Okay. And how about their, well, let me ask you about did you know your grandparents?
Well, not really. We moved away from that area when I was six.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember ever seeing my grandmother Cohen except once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather I knew a little better. He lived to be 98 and a half. And so I went back to see him after I was grown, you know. But grandmother died, we left there when I was six, and I think I saw her twice after that.
So the Coens were your mother's side?
My mother's side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what were your father's